ahead of the start of the men's interprovincial tournaments. I'm going to be speaking to all four of the coaches to see how their preparations are going on. We start in the Northwest and with the Warriors head coach, Boyd Rankin. Boyd, thanks a million for joining us. How are you getting on? I know the weather is starting to get a little bit better.
Yeah, obviously the lads have been training well over the winter. Now we're obviously trying to get outdoors. Yeah, the weather obviously hasn't been playing ball probably the last month or so, but no, but it looks like it's picking up now. Hopefully we were due to have a warm-up game last week against the Knights, which was washed out unfortunately, but we have another one now this Thursday in the Northwest v the Knights again. So yeah, it's obviously great. I suppose it's just like a really exciting time of the year. Lads putting in the practice well that they've been working on over the winter. And yeah, obviously like really looking forward to the season ahead.
Yeah, have you managed to get together as a team as much as you'd like over the winter? Because some of your players have been away with the Ireland side under 19s and things. How have you managed that?
It has been quite difficult to be honest. Obviously there's, as you said there, there's a few Irish lads away over the winter. There's quite a few of the guys probably work or still at school. So I obviously run sessions during the day for those senior lads that are obviously full-time professionals and then whoever else can make it. But I also had like evening sessions. So I haven't had a full squad session yet, but I think it's just the way it is at the minute. Like it's just really difficult with guys working and like school as well. But no, I think overall, like the lads have obviously got their sessions in, whether it is in the evening or during the day. But yeah, I think as I said, like I think we have done well. Lads, like it is hard for lads that are working like 9 to 5 to like to obviously to like to come in, but the lads have been going to the gym regularly and they've been training twice a week. So yeah, no, like I can't fault them really.
Some of your core players of the squad over the last number of years have had really good winters, some making test debuts, some getting into the Irish fold. Have you been keeping an eye? You must be very happy with Andy McBrien's work in some of the test matches.
Yeah, obviously Scra does what he does. Obviously he's pretty consistent like player for Ireland now. So especially now in the test and one day stuff. So yeah, obviously it's like I keep in contact with those guys regularly. Like even when they're away, I obviously catch up with them whenever they're back here. But yeah, like it's obviously great that those guys are playing like so much cricket. Obviously, I've seen more like say Youngie, Conor Offord. Obviously, those two have been sort of coming back from injury, so I've spent quite a bit of time with them over the winter. But obviously, they're obviously raring to go now. Hopefully, for like the cricket coming up.
Yeah, and are you targeting a fast start? Because it's obviously there's going to be a run of games straight away that the Irish men's side are in Bangladesh at the moment. Is it going to be important for the Warriors to get off to a good start across both formats?
Yeah, no, I think it's really important. Like as you touched on there, like we will be missing a lot of our Irish players, if not all of them, throughout most of the summer, just with the way the fixtures lie. And they've obviously got a couple of like qualifiers and stuff as well. So yeah, I'm sort of planning that I won't see a lot of them. So it obviously gives me an opportunity to look at the next crop of but like in terms of bowlers, and obviously I think it just gives like the young lads a chance. We've obviously got a couple of young batters and like Gavin Rolston, Scott Macbeth, like the likes of like Cameron Melly has come. He's playing his cricket in the Northwest, who will obviously feature as well. So I think it is quite a young and experienced young and I suppose like not experienced in like many ways. So it's just giving them like the opportunity. I think obviously it is key that they do play quite a lot of cricket. I think that's the best way to learn. Obviously we are, I suppose we do miss like the county, I suppose like the county system now, in terms of playing cricket in terms of day in, day out. But I think if we can get these young lads playing now, obviously get a look at them, I think it'll leave them in like good stead in like the next few years.
You mentioned the chances for younger players, but there is a couple of players that have been around now for quite a while that at the moment are out of the Irish setup, maybe Shane Gecko, William McClintock, players like that. For them, is it a case of them taking on more and more responsibility and more leadership? Is that a conversation you've had with some of the players?
Yeah, so the likes of Shane's actually going to captain for us like this year because obviously Scra's going to be away. So I think it obviously gives him a bit more Like a bit more like ownership in terms of actually I suppose like standing up as captain too. So yeah, obviously I think it's obviously key that we get like good like performances from the likes of Getz and the likes of like Willie McClintock too. Obviously the two of them have like a point to prove. And I know both of them are quite keen to try and push to get back into like the Irish setup again.
How would you look at last season? I mean, it was a little bit disjointed with the weather affecting some of the games, particularly in the 50-over format. But how would you look at your side's performances last year? You must be happy with at least some of the key players.
Yeah, no, I think we had a reasonably good season last year. We're obviously pushing for the 50 over stuff. It was just unfortunate with the weather, as you say. But no, I thought we played some really good cricket. And in terms of the 2020 stuff too, yeah, like there was obviously some like really good performances. Like I suppose from my point of view, like I suppose we go out to win every game, but as long as we can see like improvements in like players and there's like players putting their hands up to obviously try and like push on to like play for Ireland. I think that's obviously one of my jobs is to try and produce like cricketers for that like Irish setup too. So yeah, as I said, like I think it's important to try and win, but I think as long as we're I suppose like moving in the right direction, I think that's key as well.
Maybe talk a little bit about Craig Young. I mean, he's really struggled with injury and his fitness, and he's missed a large part. And he's such a crucial player for Ireland and yourselves. Are you hoping to see him and help him get back to full fitness and match fitness?
Yeah, well, I think it's just when I suppose like it's just when and like where we see him. Obviously, we'd love to have him like playing for us. But obviously, he is a key part to like the Irish stuff moving forward too. So I think that's just like the conversation that like we're having with the likes of Heindrick and like Iggy, just in terms of where he can play. Obviously, trying to manage his like workloads in terms of what actually is coming up, because obviously these guys have a lot of cricket now. Starting with this like Bangladesh series, they've got the Test match coming up, and then they've obviously got a couple of like World Cup qualifiers. So obviously he's really key on that. So I think it's important, I suppose, for Youngie now, it's just to get back in playing, try and like build a bit of like match fitness up. And yeah, obviously if we see him, then that's great. But I think obviously as long as he's fit and firing for like the Irish setup, I think that's obviously key.
You mentioned that you haven't been able as much as you'd like to kind of work together as a group. Have you managed to sit down and discuss targets for this season as a group, maybe over Zoom?
Not necessarily, not as yet. I think obviously like we have spoke a bit in terms of training. I don't really like to set too many targets for them. Like especially this year, considering we are like it is going to be different this year with just the amount of young players involved. So I suppose it's just letting them go out there and trying to like express themselves. Try and put too much try and like not put like too much pressure on them. Obviously, they're obviously there for a reason, but I think obviously like we will have, I suppose, targets, more so like small targets in terms of like the match situation, and try and just like break it down that way. But in terms of the bigger picture, no, like I haven't really set any targets.
And finally, you mentioned you have a really young squad. Have you any names for viewers at home and the casual cricket fans to keep an eye on this summer that we might see dominate with bat or ball?
Yeah, well, like I obviously mentioned a couple there, the likes of Gavin Rolston, Scott Macbeth, they're both. Gavin's just turned 17, Scotty's 18, so they're both involved with the Irish 19 setup. So I'm quite looking forward to see how like they go. I suppose another one to watch is probably someone like in terms of Cameron Melly. He played a little bit for the Irish Academy last year, but he's obviously started well in like club cricket. So I suppose in terms of bowlers, I'd like obviously. Ryan Macbeth's been around for a while now. I think he's a decent bowler, so hopefully he can put in like good like performances as well. But I think that's probably like if you look down my list, pretty much every one of them can probably push to play for Ireland at some point, which is obviously where we want to be. So I think any one of them are like match winners. Somebody I didn't mention as well, somebody like a Jared Wilson too, who is probably our like all rounder in the team. Who will obviously play like a massive part for us as well. So Yeah, I think we've got a really good squad. It's a good mix there as well. So I've obviously got high hopes for them. But as I say, like as long as we're like progressing and obviously seeing these young guys, I suppose like going out and obviously learning, because they don't have a lot of opportunities, I suppose, to play. So as long as they're going out and learning, and trying to like progress as quickly as possible, then obviously that'll be good for us.
Thanks for taking the time to chat to us, Boyd. All the best for the new season.
No worries. Thanks. Cheers.
Well, we've heard from Boyd Ranking. Now I'm delighted to be joined by another former international, Jeremy Bray, who in January was appointed the new Munster Reds head coach. Jeremy, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Sean. Finally, the season's about to start regarding the Interpros. So after a long sort of winter in the nets, I think, obviously myself, but definitely the players are very keen to get out to the middle.
Yeah, you've replaced Ted Williamson. Big shoes to fill.
Massive shoes to fill, I think everyone around Irish cricket knows Ted and how passionate he is about Munster cricket, and obviously had a very successful tenure, last year. So yeah, huge shoes to fill. I'm really looking forward actually to working alongside Ted, as I've known Ted for a very long time, and we get on very well.
Yeah, you worked last year at times as a consultant coach.
Yeah.
What did you learn about the Interpros that you can that you've been using over the last few months?
Well, I tell you, the big thing for me, I've been away from Irish cricket now for quite a while. Of course, I've been looking at their more so around the international sides, their progression. But I was really, I don't know if surprise is the right word. I'd be more just excited about how much the standard of cricket, especially the Interbro level, had risen compared to the sort of days when I was playing. It was more of a bit of a jolly, I think, an excuse to get away and have a few beers. So that was the really real positive sign there, which, I think as a coach, I was really excited to hopefully get involved with the Interbro setup, and more as a head coach role than a consultant.
Yeah, and last season Munster had a real breakout year, winning the 50-over cup. Have you spoken to Ted about that, and looking ahead and speaking to some of the senior players about this season?
Not so much. I think probably the real, I don't know, I would say the sticking point, the difficult thing here is the uncertainty around the players' involvement. So I think we'd be more concerned around that, not knowing who's going to be. Now we do, obviously. I think with the packed schedule that the Irish boys are going to have, and guys like Curtis Camper as a all format player. And listen, we're not the only one in that situation. I think Leinster Lightning are really hurt by a lot of unavailabilities. That these guys, we're not going to really see as the likes of Curtis or Harry with, George Docker with Leinster Lightning throughout, I would imagine, the whole Interpro series, which is disappointing when you consider, you want your best players involved. But I always see it as a positive fact that it's going to give other guys opportunities that might not have previously, had those opportunities to showcase what they can do, especially hopefully we can push some of the Munster Heat players. There's a couple of exciting talents there. That now's a great time to give them an opportunity to, see what they can do at this level.
Yeah, have you enjoyed working with some of those players, some of the maybe the lesser known names that are playing and plying their trade down in Munster?
Well, absolutely. The only disappointing thing is because, I haven't had enough time to go down. I've been there twice, which is, a little bit disappointing. But I suppose this being a, it's not a, full-time job, part-time, and I've got other gigs on the go, that it makes it extremely difficult to, spend, every weekend going down to see these players. But the two occasions that I did get down there was, I, great to see the fellas. And there was, as I said, there's some exciting, prospects down there, like Ryan Joyce and obviously Byron McDonagh, Brandon Kruger, especially, who I'm really excited to see how he performs in Interpros this year. I know when we played him last year at the Hills, I was extremely, I knew he was looking to leave Cork to move up full time. I was, really hoping to get him to the Hills, but listen, he joined Railway Union, and good on him. I'm just, it'd be great to see him this year more closely. And yeah, I think he's one to watch out for.
Are you looking forward to some of the home games down in the Mardyke? They tend to do bring in a big crowd. And do you think home form is going to be crucial if you are to have success?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you got to make your, say, any home game, you want to make it a fortress, and you make yourself really difficult to beat. And listen, I love Cork. So I, yeah, I'm very excited to head down. We're obviously, our first game's on Monday you know, well, we got a warm-up game on Thursday, but our first home game's on Monday against, you know, the Northwest Warriors. So I'm really looking forward to that. And hopefully, you know, there can be a good crowd turn up and support the Reds, you know. And, you know, we might have a couple of homegrown players in the side, which might make it even, you know, better as well for the to draw in the crowds.
How have preparations been in the last while now that you've been able to get out into grass? I know the weather hasn't exactly played ball the last few weeks, but have you managed to get out as a team?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it a team. I'd call it a small squad because, yeah, that's been probably the challenge over the winter time with most of our players have been away. So probably turn-ups, you know, you're looking at four or five players really. So in one aspect, it makes it good because, you know, you've got an intimate environment. You can get to chat with players a lot more and, you know, run ideas off each other. But I think this will be – Thursday will be really, you know, our first time where we're going to have a group of 12 together and it's on a match day. So, you know, ideally – you'd like over a winter time to have a full squad available, but that's just the way it is at the moment, you know, with obviously, you know, at a high performance level and the way, you know, the international structure is. And, you know, it's great that we have Munster representatives involved in the international side that, you know, I'm delighted that that's the case and they're away, you know.
You meant like the availability of the men's players is going to be come into question this summer with the schedule. What kind of players in and around the fringe of the international setup are you hoping for Munster Reds that are really going to take over the leadership this season?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, you look at a PJ, I think PJ, TK, Tyrone Kane, and I think Murray Cummins are obviously on the fringe of, they've all had, especially TK, has had quite a good taste of international cricket. PJ, obviously, with Zimbabwe, but with regarding Irish cricket, they're both, PJ and Murray, you know, had their little tasters. So I would imagine, you know, for them to get back in, you know, that which of course they want to, you know, I would imagine they're looking for really consistent and big performances over this, you know, this IP series regarding, you know, the 50 over and the T20 festivals. You know, I think those three in particular, and Ben White, of course, Ben White with the spin, you know, those guys on contracted players are on the periphery. They're the ones I think, you know, can watch out for this year with, you know, hopefully big performances. And I think winning games for Munster, I think that's, you know, the feedback from the hierarchy down that these guys need to be winning games, you know, when it matters most, I think is the key, you know, especially when your team's under the pump. That's when you want to see your good players step up and get your team out of jail. You know, it's all well and good when things are going well and everyone contributes, but it's more around, you know, how and when they do it.
Yeah, have you spoken to certainly those three or four players you mentioned about the goals for the team? You know, they set the standards, if you like.
Well, I think these guys, you know, especially the experienced one, would know that. And unfortunately, we've had good communications with PJ because obviously I get on very well with PJ. I've known him for a long time. We've briefly had discussions while he's been away around where we want to take the side and the type of players that we're looking for to get involved. Again, as I think PJ's been away all winter, so Murray's been away quite a bit. Murray's been away all winter as well, so it's been quite difficult to, you know, tie guys down. So Thursday is probably going to be the opportunity where we're going to sit down and have a chat, you know, in a pretty relaxed environment, you know, playing a warm-up game versus Leinster Lightning around, you know, where do we see ourselves this year, even if we're losing out on a few key players. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, it's all doom and gloom, and it's a great opportunity, I think, for me to see the likes of those experienced players actually step up now and, you know, take the game by the scruff of the neck and show, especially, you know, the Heinrich Milan, that, you know, what they're about.
And finally, on a personal level, you mentioned your long and historic involvement with Irish cricket. You've had a few years away now. You're back. How excited are you just to be back in and amongst Irish cricket again?
Oh, yeah, fantastic. You know, I think the best thing that happened for me that I went away, you know, to coach in different environments, do some great courses and certainly upskill myself. And it was always a goal of mine, you know, when I went away, I wanted to always come back to Irish cricket, you know, because obviously it's my home. It has been for a very long time. I know all the people around Irish cricket, the players and all that. So, yeah, it was just a no-brainer for me to want to get back. And it was just the right time, you know, that happened to get back 2 years ago. So I'm really excited about, you know, especially this year, but hopefully going forward and, you know, staying involved within, you know, Munster cricket for one and hopefully, you know, Irish cricket as a whole.
Thanks a million, Jeremy, for joining us. Best of luck with Munster for the new season, and we'll be keeping a very close eye.
Super. Thanks, Sean. Cheers, mate.
So next up speaking to us is the head coach of the Leinster Lightning, Nigel Jones. Nigel, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Sean.
We spoke with Boyd and Jeremy already. They're very frustrated, and I'm sure it's similar to you with the lack of availability because of the long tours the men's side have been going on. Has that hampered your preparation so far?
Yeah, look, I guess I'm trying to look at it in every angle possible, and I think from an Irish perspective, it's great that those guys are getting more cricket at that level. Undoubtedly, that's probably the way the game needs to go from a Cricket Ireland point of view and a player point of view. I guess in my environment, it exposes more players to this level of cricket. But without a doubt as well, you know, it's difficult, the transition between having guys available to us and also leading the way at training for others to learn off. That's a bit of a balancing act now with some younger guys in there. There's a little bit of frustration, but sure, that's sort of part of parcel as we transition, I guess, from being kind of in more of a professional environment.
Yeah, and have you been forced to grow your net wider and bring in new players into the setup?
Absolutely, and I think that's one thing. We've been really conscious of doing that over the winter. We identified early, before Christmas, we were keen not to name a big open squad like maybe some of the other provincial unions did. You know, within Cricket Leinster, we have a bigger player pool, without a doubt, but we also have a lot of guys probably quite similar in terms of their ability. So some good promising signs from a lot of guys, but equally you don't want to hang your hat too early. So we were keen to kind of have a squad in the background, get some exposure through the winter programs and get a bit more knowledge on them, get them to see how we operate. And we've transitioned really well, I think, then going outside. You know, we've had good numbers at training. I think tonight I have 24 in attendance, which, you know, a lot of people say, how are you managing that? But, I mean, the great thing is guys are getting on with it, you know, and they're learning very quickly to kind of make sure they're pushing each other at training sessions.
The weather hasn't exactly played ball in the last couple of weeks. It certainly didn't play ball for you last year in the 50-over format. Can you reflect on last year for us?
Yeah, look, that was a frustration. And like, I'm going into my fifth season now as the Leinster Lightning head coach. And I think my first year, 2019, we had a lot of rain and that really affected the Red Bull season. I think we only played 42% of the total amount of overs we could. Weather's always been a frustration on this island. It impacts greatly on the condition of pitches and the facilities itself, which can be difficult at times for players. But there's only so much we can control, I guess. And you know, it's certainly hampered a little bit this April period, getting outside. It's been cold, pitches have been damp. And then when you look back to last season, meant to play six games in the IP 50. I think we played three. We had the other games washed off or rain affected. So then when you go into those other three matches, there's a lot riding on very few games in terms of winning trophies. And I think we were very unfortunate. Second game last year, we had a number of injuries in our pace bowling department. And look, it gave exposure to some young guys, but at that level, then they're not ready yet. But again, you've got to go with what you feel is the best thing at the time.
Just ahead to the new season, you mentioned there about the availability of players as well. Have you looked at a leadership squad? Have you identified a few players that might maybe this year take on increased roles within the side?
Absolutely. We had to be smart on that. I think with having eight centrally contracted players out of the 13 of a core group, at least five left. So you quickly look at that and think, well, who's going to be likely to be around out of the eight contracted? There's probably a couple of guys that will be there for most games, at least with a couple more in. So look, whenever those guys are there, really important that they really stand up and set the examples. But we've guys like Tim Tector, still a very young man, Gavin Hoey, still a very young man, but amazing how quickly you've got to take the age, the number away from them and look at the experiences they've had to date. And those guys have had a little bit of a taste now around our environment. Very keen young cricketers to push their game. And already are showing some good leadership qualities. Also, guys like Greg Ford coming back into it, a little bit of an older hand there, having Simi's influence around the squad as well. Amish Shidu, for example, another one that's played some cricket at a decent level. And then look, there's a couple other guys that maybe haven't played much for the Lightning, but people like Mark Donegan. These guys, they've been around Irish under-19 age group teams in their early sort of mid-20s, Jack Tector. So there's a good sort of group, even around the training point of view, to keep driving that.
Yeah, there's some new players within the club game. Clubs have brought in players. Have you been able to cast an eye on any of them or are any of those players part of your plans?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, look, it's really important as well that you get the balance right between looking at your own pathway, guys that have come through Cricket Leinster's environments. You want to give them some opportunities, but they need to be ready. There's also the future series, which gives them that opportunity. So if there's guys coming to the island looking to settle, live in Dublin, committed to cricket there, then we've got to have a look at that too. And we've done so. We've had some guys invited in to our training sessions. We've got a number of guys that are there on a training-only basis. that I can build a relationship. They also help challenge our batters and vice versa. So a couple of guys at the moment that we've identified that have some Irish ambition and settling that we'll hopefully get a bit of a look at maybe this season, and some guys out there will get to follow them maybe in a Lightning jersey.
Have you been able to sit down as a group or even on Zoom or whatever and talk about your goals? Have you been able to express that within the players?
Yeah, I think that kind of naturally comes out within our training environments. You know, we try and make sure that guys are busy. So we try and ask a bit of them too in terms of their training commitment and S&C and looking after themselves. We've got club, uni, a lot of them in terms of studies. So generally we try and make sure those conversations kind of happen at the training ground and the expectation. And, you know, I keep things pretty simple. I just expect guys to have good commitment, train hard, be focused on their own games. And then it's about putting the jigsaw together when we get to kind of team philosophy, game philosophy around how we philosophy and we play. So look, we're pretty clear, I think, at this stage what we want to try and achieve, and we'll look to sharpen up this week into the first round of games.
With how the tournament set out last year and the close nature of it, is a fast start to the season very important for you?
It is. We have three IP50 games, I think, in the space of about a week. You know, Tuesday, Thursday, then that following Monday, a bit of a break before the first festival. So it hits us quick. It also hits us at a time where our Irish boys are just returning from the Bangladesh series here. Some of them needing rest before Red Bull cricket. So there's going to be a balance there of guys that are available and that are not. So the squad boys are well aware of that we need to look to try and get a fast start, and we'll be looking to do so.
Have you any names for listeners to watch out for this season, guys who are going to come into the Leinster side and try and make a big difference?
Yeah, I think I mentioned there probably earlier, I think Mark Donegan, I've been really, really impressed with him. Know him well from my days with another hat on as an Irish youth coach through 17s and 19s. Impressed me then. Has matured, his game has certainly developed, looking more of a middle-order player these days. So I've been impressed with him today. Young guy, Adam Rossley, got a bit of a taste. The cricket Leinster environment last year when he played a bit of future series for us. Got a great knock against the emerging Knights and also plays for YM. And then the young guys that I mentioned, guys like Tim Tector, I think another year under his belt. Gavin Hoey already had a little flavour there of some Wolves selection. Young Reuben Wilson, leading sort of under-19 player. And then some of those older hands, I think Amish Sidhu, guys like that. I think Simi Singh's got the bit between his teeth. Obviously wants to put in some performances as well. So I think they're the local guys we know. And there'll be a couple of maybe guys qualifying that might come into it. But I don't want to give too much away just yet.
And you're 5 years in the job now, you've been around and into pro cricket for a long, long time. Is this time of year one of the best when the weather's getting better and you're out on the pitch and the action soon to begin?
Absolutely. I mean, the amount of time we spend training, yes, it's great. But look, the games are the biggest thing. We unfortunately don't play too many of them. Hopefully that will change, and I'm sure that will change in time. But the players are already keen to get going, get matches under their belt now, and nothing better. As you say, the weather starts to improve. The grass starts to cut. Grass smells like cricket. And now we just got to hopefully the big yellow and the sunshine stays out for us to enjoy some.
Well, hopefully so. Hopefully we get good weather and we get good inter-pro action. And we're hoping to see good performances from your Leinster team. Nigel, thanks a million for joining us.
No problem. Appreciate that, Sean.
And the final coach we have chatting to us today ahead of the inter-pro season is the Northern Knights head coach, Simon Johnston. Simon, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It was a busy winter and spring for some of the Knights players on international duty. How do you assess that and analyse their performances?
Oh, well, look, just to have them involved for a start is obviously awesome for us and as a union. I think they've put in an awful lot of hard work and, you know, getting the rewards to get caps like that there. Like, it's very, very satisfying. I know for their clubs, for their family, and certainly for us as a union and their coaches, you know, that's what we do this for. So, look, it was brilliant to see. Obviously a few young guys, you know, getting involved. So listen, it was always going to be a challenge for them, but knowing the guys, you know, and the feedback they've given me since they come back, they've just absolutely loved every minute of it. And they know now what they have to work on to get even better. And they know the difference in the levels. So look, as I say, just all positives from me on them. I think it's been brilliant.
Yeah. How have preparations gone? I presume they've been ramped up in the last few weeks ahead of the start of the season.
Not overly, actually. We're pretty solid because we sort of train three times a week throughout, you know, the year now. The guys have been really, really good. So actually, I wouldn't say we do run, but we're obviously outside, which is new. You know, it can be long and dark winters and halls at Jordanstown three times a week. But same sort of preparation, just everybody going through their processes. I say it's just to be good to be out and about in grass and outside. I don't know what the weather's been like down south, but it hasn't been great up here. So, you know, we have been curtailed a few times by the rain and stuff, but like, you know yourself, once you're outside, everything's a lot better. So even when we have had to cut things short, the guys have just been buzzing about. So it's been really, really good.
From a planning point of view, have you laid out the season in terms of where you're expecting the availability of some players and the periods of the season, whether it be T20 cricket or 50 over cricket? As a management team, have you been able to plan the season at all?
Yeah, so Heinrich told us from early on that you know, there was a fair chance just with the World Cup events coming up and the qualifiers, obviously the need for the key players to rest and be rotated. So I've, to be honest, just plan not to have them, and just sort of drawn a bit of a line through their name and a wee bit sort of like the England setup, probably coming back in the county. If they are available, if Paul Sterling is available or Mark Adair, fantastic. But we've planned and trained hard all winter to be without them. So we are prepared for that, and have been. And as I say, look, if they come back in, you've got two world-class performers. We're delighted to have them. Yeah, so as I say, we're prepared, we're ready, we've trained for it. So we appreciate it can be a little bit frustrating, but I think that's the nature of the Interpros and where they're going. And the more there is test cricket, one-day cricket, and ODI cricket, we're probably going to see realistically these guys less and less. So it's a really good opportunity to increase your squad size and give some younger guys a bit of a run. Planning wise, T20 wise and 50 over wise, we have two obviously very separate methods, and there's a slight change of personnel of 3 or 4 people. Again, we've worked hard on that, so we're hopefully as prepared as we can be, and the players are as well.
How have you found bringing new players into the setup? And of course, you're looking, as you say, 3 days a week training, there's that professional environment. How have you found, say, the average club player coming into the Interpros setup? Are they relishing that opportunity?
Oh, look, very much. So I think we're sort of lucky in some ways because, one, it's pretty obvious we have less fully contracted cricketers. So last year we had 3 or 4 injuries and a few other things happened. So we just took the sort of group decision, look, let's take a year here to bed a lot of younger guys in and have a look at a lot of younger guys, you know, the John Matchetts, the Morgan Toppings, the Kate Carmichaels, Ian Robertsons. Let's bed them in this year and the Tom Mayses. And let's give them, that might be a year early, but you never know where it's going to go. And the more you can expose people like that there, the earlier the better. And like, as I say, like we saw the massive benefits of that towards the end of the end of last year. And we've seen massive benefits over the winter. So the guys are all of a sudden a year older and a year wiser. And they know what's expected of them. And they've genuinely thrived on it. It's been great to watch. It is a big step up from club cricket. There's no bones about it. You know, it used to be, as you know, 3 or 4 years ago, even as soon as that, if you did well in club cricket, you could potentially getting picked for Ireland. I mean, those days are gone. Club cricket, you have to perform well to get into a future series side or an Interpro side. And from that, then hopefully then a world side, if there is fixtures, and then into the senior side. So it is a big step up. But as I say, just by some things that happened last year, we had to do it a year early for some people, but it's worked really, really well for us.
You were first appointed in late 2016. You mentioned and touched on a small bit, how do you assess the difference in the standards and the professionalism coming into now a 4-team Interpro ahead of a huge summer, not just at Interpro level, but for the men's side as well?
Oh, look, it's genuinely chalk and cheese. You know, when I first started, there was no training. You try to, if there was a group of fixtures coming up, you try to get the guys together on a Wednesday night, and that was it. It is literally chalk and cheese. You know, the money that's been put in, the resources we'll have, there's still a long way to go, but, and there's challenges there, but genuinely chalk and cheese. You know, with the guys of NIS&C programs, access to physio, and they say, like, just a simple little thing, like they're all training together 3 times a week, which is huge. The one challenge that you, of course, have is, you know, the majority of my squad are either students or work now. So it's trying to find time for them. But the way we have set up our training, they would come in when they can for an hour slot or 2 hour slot and then go back. And so they're very professional the way they go about it. But yeah, from when I look back now, it's a long time ago. It is just completely different. And listen, it's only going the one way. It's only going the right direction as far as I can see. So again, as you're talking about the senior Irish boys, there's just more guys being contracted every year. It's just become so it's so much more professional at every level, and that's filtering down to interpros, and I'll get down to club cricket as well. So it's all really positive.
You said there how you're preparing for life without Mark Adair and Paul Sterling this year. So have you established a new leadership group within your team?
Yeah, look, very much again, in November time when we knew it was going to happen, we sort of have three or four of the senior players who are excellent, and they all came on board. You know, James McCullum's going to captain for us this year. He actually might miss one or two as well. But with James McCullum and Neil Rock, I have two, you know, very astute cricket brains there who know the group very well. So we're in good hands. Ross Adair and Josh Manley have been brilliant as well. You know, just the energy and stuff they bring behind the scenes. But we would sort of preach a lot of, you know, players taking ownership of their own game and what they need to do. And it's just fitted in really, really nicely. The one big miss will be Mark Adair's captaincy. Obviously, as a player, it speaks for itself. But I think he grew as an individual last year doing it. And he just became, you know, a different person. He was always brilliant around the group, but it just went to a different level. And I think it helped him in the international stuff, just the way he went about his business, because he was truly exceptional, especially with their younger guys. So it's been really good to see James McCullum do the same stuff this year already.
Last year maybe might have been a bit of a transitional season, as you mentioned, bedding in younger players. What can fans in the NCU expect this year from the Knights? Have you set out goals and what's your targets?
Well, look, because of the nature of our squad, and you know, we would have probably the biggest squad out of all the unions. You know, we have 19 guys that I think are really more than capable of playing into provincial cricket and putting in match-winning performances. So I've challenged the guys this year. Like, we've had two or three years where a few things have happened off the field. We've always been rebuilding. I would expect us to be right up there this year. I've laid down that marker with them. I would expect us to challenge on all fronts. It's up to them. You can put all these plans in. At the end of the day, they've got to cross the white line and deliver. But there's certainly the talent and ability there. And it does make a difference when you have strength and depth, you know, at this level, as we've found out in the past, you know, three or four years, when you don't have the strength and depth, you know, once you get away from your starting sort of at 12, and then as you sort of said yourself, you're into club cricketers, it's a real step up for them, real challenge. So that's why we've taken the pass for 12, 18 months and tried to make a really competitive squad. So I'm going to be in the really difficult situation this year where I'm leaving out very good players who should be playing into pro cricket, even with the guys away. So again, look, I think that stands us in really, really good stead.
Absolutely. Simon, thanks a million for joining us. You're the fourth and final coach to chat to us.
All right. Thanks very much, John.
All the best for the new season. So you've heard from all four coaches ahead of the Interpro season, which starts next week, and we're all looking forward to it.